Service, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's in a federal courthouse in Maryland. He was indicted Thursday on 18 felony counts for allegedly mishandling classified information. He called the indictment nothing but retribution and part of President Trump's campaign to intimidate his opponents. ABC's Pierre Thomas says
Bolton and his attorneys claim no crime has been committed, but Bolton is under serious legal threat. Each of those 18 counts carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in jail.
Today, President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. On Thursday, he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours and agreed to another meeting that's expected to come in Turkey. Hundreds of people have been airlifted out of rural Alaska villages that have been devastated by flooding that's killed one person and left two others unaccounted for. And Ford's recalling over 290,000 vehicles because of rearview camera system problems. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A majority of school districts across Wisconsin are getting less funding from the state this year. 70% of school districts are facing a drop in general state aid, according to full data from the Department of Public Instruction. For years, teachers and administrators have advocated for more money and for updates to the state funding formula. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says per-pupil spending in Wisconsin has lagged behind inflation and behind the national average. Their researchers credit a 2011 change that dropped school revenue limits by 5.5%, a Republican-authored bill that became law under Governor Scott Walker. As they've been in charge of the legislature, Republicans have also focused on lowering property taxes. However, so many school districts are struggling to make ends meet that we're seeing record numbers of referendums on the ballot. Residents are often choosing to raise their own property taxes just to fund their schools. State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin, a Democrat from the 8th Senate District.
Due to the legislature's failure to fund our schools, Wisconsin already has one of the highest property tax rates in the country. And if our communities continue to be forced to referendum, those tax rates will continue to rise, making our state even more expensive than it already is.
Last year, there were 241 school referendums held across Wisconsin, the most ever. On the local level, Madison schools will have nearly 20% less funding from the state this year than last year. That difference totals almost $12 million. A district spokesperson told me they were expecting that, calling it a rebalancing, and they planned for it. But of course, residents passed huge referendums for MMSD schools last year, totaling $607 million. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio's had a continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay. So I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, a bit breezy, and warm for mid-October with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, showers becoming likely, perhaps a rumble of thunder as well. Low temperatures around 60. Still some showers around on Saturday, though mainly in the morning with a high near 72. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. We review the week in the law, especially the federal court that just ruled that Trump can't fire thousands of federal workers. Who knew?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX Madison, where democracy meets dairy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
GOP is still in frantic damage control after a leak of thousands of deeply disturbing texts from a young Republican group known as Young Republicans. That included things like young Republican leader Peter Junta telling his colleagues, "I love Hitler." If you think that's bad, you should see his Valentine's cards he sent out last year. "Roses are red, violets are blue. I wish we had lost World War II." Of course, this was just a tiny sample of 28,000 text messages. It's not like American flags with swastikas were being found in Republican congressmen's offices until yesterday, when an American flag with a swastika was found in a Republican congressman's office. Yeah, I'm afraid so. Looks like we got to reset the sign. Days since last Republican Nazi thing. Zero.
Yay, Stephen Colbert. Yeah, is that his latest excuse? Is it's an optical illusion? It's
what?
An optical illusion. The swastika and my flag.
No, this morning he said that, those flags were mailed to many Republican offices.
I bet they were. Yeah. Yes, to our point about the young Republicans are exactly like the old Republicans.
Right.
Okay. Where was I? Gavin Newsom, thank you, Gov, talking about them backing off on shutting down the five, and then also this.
This president appears unhinged, unmoored by reality and facts. Seems listless. He seems, dare I say, in decline, cognitively and physically. And these are just rantings of someone that needs an intervention, needs some help, needs to be stabilized, dare I say.
And this is why the Stephanie Miller Show is here, right, Chris? Because we have always been liberal helpers.
Do you worry about Donald Trump being alone in the White House?
And I'm in the White House and I was lonely.
I know I do. Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and there's a free service that you need to know about. It's called A Place for Don.
If you have a windmill anywhere near your house, they say the noise causes cancer.
They're the nation's largest bat crazy criminal chief executive referral service, and they can help you find the right federal facility fast.
I'm not sure that I've ever even heard of a Category 5.
A Place for Don offers free one-on-one advice for congresspeople who haven't quite made up their minds about a referral.
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges.
And a personalized list of maximum security homes, one of which will be perfect for an ex-chief executive. Believe me, I know. I've been there.
We told Don, we found this place. It's affordable, it's great. You're gonna love it.
Let's go look at it.
Caring for a delusional president with a limited grip on reality can be difficult.
God bless the United States.
But now there's a place for answers, a place for Don.
If you are struggling to get information about where to put your president during this difficult time, then call to get the free help you need. Call now, 1-800-FED-LOCK. That's 1-800-FED-LOCK.
You know I'm totally off script right now.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
1-800-FED-LOCK probably goes to some porn line.
You might want to take Mitch McConnell with him. No. Again, I don't take pleasure in anyone's pain, but no. Are you kidding me with the Joe Biden coverage? He just fell again yesterday. I mean, he's had any number of amazingly disturbing medical events in public, and it's just I can't help this timeline we're in and the coverage of Joe Biden. But anyway, he fell, and it was a series of alarming health scares to plague the 83-year-old Senate leader.
If polio comes back, there's going to be a lot more of that.
Yes, he survived.
He survived polio, right?
Speaking of them not closing down the five, who said they seem to have backed off on that? This administration is more interested in doing things to people than doing things with people.
The wacky racers.
No, that would be Governor Gavin Newsom of the great, great state of California, who said of the King's rally, if you do participate, do so peacefully, do so thoughtfully, because there's one person who hopes you don't, and that there is a disruption and there is violence, and he will exploit that. I hope people come out in unprecedented numbers. Who said that?
Lightning McQueen.
No, that would be the aforementioned Governor Gavin Newsom of the great state of California, where, by the way, insulin is now $11, ladies and gentlemen, $11. Wow. Yeah, Dr. Ace says, doctor here, California will be the first state in the U.S. to sell insulin directly. It'll be $11. This is leadership. Joe Biden did that, remember? Just speaking of Joe Biden, he's the one that capped the price of insulin. I don't know if you remember, because, okay, all right. All right. Did anyone watch? I saw some clips of the mayor's race in New York City. I'm just more impressed with Mamdani every time I see him, right? What was it, like a month ago? We had no idea who he was. Yeah. We don't live in New York.
Right.
But here he is last night at the debate.
I agree with Police Commissioner Tisch in that we do not need the National Guard here in New York City. We do not need them for the purpose of safety, because if it was safety that President Trump was so concerned about, he would send them to the 8 out of 10 states that have the highest levels of crime in this country. But he won't, because they're all run by Republicans.
Snap! Mic drop! Thank you. That was fantastic. Also, this exchange. Reporter, what lesson did you learn after losing the Democratic primary for mayor of New York City? Andrew Cuomo, I didn't do enough on social media, but I'm the Democrat. He didn't vote for Kamala Harris. Zohran Mamdani, he lost because he didn't talk about affordability for New Yorkers. I did vote for Kamala Harris, and she has endorsed me. Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh, Cuomo got pantsed from what I saw. Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing, but anyway. You know what? Good for Governor Hochul for getting behind him. Mm-hmm. Let's go, rest of the Democrats. Let's go. He's going away. He's up by, what is it? Where is it, like 56-42 or something right now?
Is it Schumer's holding back from endorsing him, which...
Yeah,
of course.
Let's go, everybody. Get your head around it. He's going to be the next mayor, and I think he's really impressive. Covey says Republicans have spent more time this week condemning peaceful No Kings protests than the Nazis in their own party. Thank you. I can't wait to have another discussion with Frangela at what point white people become adults, because apparently it's never. Once again, the rule's in place that now 40-year-olds are kids. Okay, which means at 44, that means I'm still a kid. So that's why. I'm just over the
wrong with what you just said.
Just over the cutoff of. Okay. Ron on the Middle East thing, seems like just a few days ago Trump declared everlasting peace in the region thanks to his brilliance. Again, where's the reporting on this bolt non-peace deal?
Yeah, it seems to have like completely disappeared from the news.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, and our friend Alpha Liberal Mike Nellis. Oh, I got to do a WCPT yesterday afternoon with Mike Nellis because he was on filling in.
You didn't tell me about this.
I know. I don't. That's what you'd be expecting, that I would inform you of my movements.
I would have social mediaed about it.
I know. Mike called me last minute, and he was filling in on WCPT, so we got to
very cool.
Yeah, to hang out and talk Chicago talk, you know, stuff like that.
Where to get the best brats?
Yeah. Exactly, which is everywhere in Chicago. Yeah, but Mike said, I love how he alpha liberals. He said Democrats should reject John Thune's shutdown offer. He's saying he'll guarantee a vote on the health care subsidies if Democrats vote to reopen the government. Bad deal. You can't trust them, and there's no guarantee it'll pass. Demand it be included in the CR. Don't give an inch. AOC said the same thing. She goes, yeah, right. I don't work on pinky promises.
Yeah.
And not with these traitorous
A-holes. Not at all. Not after what they pulled with the rescissions.
Yeah, exactly. Here is Speaker Mike Johnson.
Yeah. Do we have headwinds from the mainstream and legacy media who, you know, parrot the, you know, Chuck Schumer's talking points every day?
Please.
Of course. But the American people are not stupid, and they understand what's going on here. And the polling that we're seeing is moving the needle rapidly in our direction.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. He only speaks fascist. 9-9-9. The polling is not moving in Republicans' direction.
9-9-9-9-9-9-9!
Oh, God, they just lie like they breathe.
They do.
Okay, Hakeem Jeffries yesterday.
House Republican leadership hasn't been given permission to talk to Democrats by their boss, Donald Trump. We know that throughout the entire presidency, Republicans in the Congress have chosen to function like lapdogs for the Trump administration, a wholly owned subsidiary of Donald Trump and his administration.
Chris Murphy yesterday, Senator Murphy echoing that.
This is a country that is falling apart because Trump is in the middle of an authoritarian takeover. We're not on the verge of an authoritarian takeover. We're in the middle of it. I have no moral obligation to vote for a budget that literally funds the destruction of our democracy.
Yeah.
By the way, to our discussion with Glenn Kirshner, Heather says, having Bolton arrested for something Trump did maliciously into the nth degree but calls a hoax is peak fascism. It is selective prosecution, and that's exactly what fascism
when
is.
When we get back into power, we will pursue it.
Oh, let's hope so. Okay, Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva.
The timing is the fact that I am the 218th signer to the discharge petition for
Thank
the Epstein
you.
Files. That is the only thing that I can point to that differentiates me from the other three people that were just sworn in recently from their specials. And when you talk about those issues and the fact that there is a lack of transparency from this administration, that I think is the only thing that we can all point to that makes me different from any of the others.
Yeah.
Yep, and here is Mike Johnson being, what do we call it, Chris, when it's both condescending and patronizing? Being patrescending?
Sure.
He's being patrescending to her again. Oh, on how she should be working in her office that has no phones or internet? Okay.
Rep. Grijalva she should be working for her constituents. I don't know what she's doing. I keep seeing their political stunt videos, and they're knocking on the door, and she's not there. She should be in her office. She should be working or in the district for her constituents. She's already hired 16 staffers. She should be taking constituent calls. She should be directing and helping them navigate the crisis
that
her colleagues here have created for her constituents.
She should be taking calls?
He gave her keys
to
an empty room.
Right?
With no phones, no internet. Right? You lazy bitch, get to work. Oh, my God.
The audacity for him to say something like that.
He is just, I swear to God, he is so... Ugh, just, I don't even know the word for him. He's so smug and just lie. I mean, I swear to God, they all lie so smoothly, right? Like, just continuously. And now, of course, he's tying the shutdown to the No Kings rally, which were planned way before.
Right.
How does this end? I do think it has a lot to do with the Hate America rally that'll be on the mall on Saturday. You're going to have all the Antifa and BLM and pro-Hamas. Watch who assembles there. All the Marxists will be on the mall. They can't open the government, apparently, until that rally is over because they can't face the angry mob.
Okay. Just bring an American flag to the Love America rally Saturday. This is what they're hoping for. They're going to, you know, try to like zero in on some sign or flag that all right. Hakeem Jeffries on this.
The notion that the No Kings rallies is anything other than a patriotic act consistent with the First Amendment right to express yourselves and petition the government for a change in policy continues to reveal that Republicans are clueless as it relates to the Constitution of the United States of America, or they continue to lie for political reasons.
Thank you. Thank you and thank you. We, by the way, we love America and we salute Mike Johnson and Caroline Leavitt for their thoughts.
Yes, we do.
As we once again fart in their general direction.
A wet fart.
Yeah, exactly. Super smelly. as like, you know, those, I don't know, eggs on the bar or something, you know.
Those what?
I don't know. You know how they used to have like hard-boiled eggs on it, bars back when we were young'uns?
No. When
yeah,
you,
like
maybe
any,
when
anything,
you were young.
Any bar food you ate would give you that.
Bars don't.
I'm just telling you, they had weird stuff to eat. Maybe it was just in Buffalo. I don't know. All right, 19.
Buffalo invented buffalo wings.
Yeah. A lot of wingless chickens walking around in Buffalo. And beef on weck, which I still don't understand.
It's a weck, a camel
weck,
which
has
roll.
Entirely, yes. It has, like, you know what it is? I think it was all the leftover salt that we didn't use to salt down our driveways in the winter in Buffalo. Yeah. They just put those on top of buns because they're giant tooth-breaking pieces of salt. They're not like normal salt.
It's
like
pretzel
thing.
Salt. Pretzel
yes.
salt.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. I think that they were invented by the Dental Association because it's, yeah. Mm. Okay. I don't understand why you don't give me any sort of encouragement.
Encouragement for what?
Hard-boiled eggs at the bar.
Well, right, exactly. You know what? This is why, Bella, I need to read love letters because of this naysaying.
What did I do?
Blocking.
I did nothing.
No, man. Subject line, beautiful Stephanie.
Oh,
see,
boy.
This is what you make me do now. Yeah. Teresa.
Look what you made me do.
That's all for you, Damien. Dear Stephanie, you are the most beautiful lady on radio and TV. Well, definitely radio because you can't see any of us. I listen and watch every morning Free Speech TV. You are my primary source of current political information. I love your entire group. Bella is adorable, smart, helps me understand the youngins. Chris is right more often than not.
Shouldn't
have read that.
The Chris is Right shirt is outselling by far the Chris is Wrong shirt.
For America, buy a Chris is Wrong shirt.
No.
And you are so quick-witted, funny, and informative. Oh, see, you're going to disagree with that stuff, and then the stuff that's good about you.
You are on occasion.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping me informed in a way that keeps me sane. I wanted to share a movie my husband and I watched last week, Honey, Don't. It has a pretty lead who's a lesbian, and there are a lot of hot girl-on-girl scenes. No, it's not a porno. Hope you take the time to watch. I think I will watch and enjoy it. Keep doing what you do, because you do it so well. Much love, Teresa.
Bella saw it. She didn't like it.
Oh, you don't like it?
Mm.
Well, you don't like Gal Gadot, so I don't trust your taste at all.
No, it's because the Coen brothers split up, and this is one of the Coens.
Oh, that's right. This is, yes.
Let's just
say
we know which Coen has the sauce and which Coen should never make a movie ever again.
Right.
Uh-oh. Coen brothers, you don't want this smoke. You don't want this Gen Z smoke on this show.
Is it the one married to Frances McDormand?
I gotta look into that.
Okay.
One of them is, and one of them is not.
If I'm being so honest, I don't know.
You can't tell them apart.
I don't know. I like their movies, but I never
Chris once recommended a softcore lesbian porn movie for me before I traveled somewhere.
Blue is the Warmest Color.
Oh, that's
and I didn't know. And I was sitting next to a child, and I had to slump down in my seat, and I was like, "Oh my God, Chris, you didn't tell me it was this explicit."
You liked it though.
I thought it was a lesbian love story.
It is a lesbian love story.
This was me watching it.
On a plane. Oh, my God.
You like the movie, though.
I have finished my Diane Keaton marathon. You know, in her last movie, she did Summer Camp. She has a scene with Eugene Levy, and she's like, can we please stop talking about me dying? And then in Father of the Bride 2, she turns around when I'm finishing up. When Steve Martin's looking at her all lovingly, and she turns around and gives this brilliant smile and then walks away.
I love her smile. She had a great smile.
So much. Okay, 22 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the collagen I desperately need in my brittle old hips. Okay. Listen, it's the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. We all know that.
Yep.
That's why so many of us are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. This stuff, it goes right in my coffee in the morning. It is good for everything. Hair, nails, skin, your digestion. So much good stuff in there, and you absorb it better in liquid. You can put it in your tea, your smoothie, you name it. Check out the top 5 collagen warnings. You got to get the right stuff. Every American needs to see this, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that can save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
They are wusses and wimps and weasels.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month sometime, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or go open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor. No more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they can take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go now to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Protect yourself. Do it now. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
No fear here, just monster savings at Burlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Burlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Burlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Burlo Mattress of Madison.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. I love
you so. Yeah. What? Bella, this is what it's going to be like as we all age here in front of you, is us stumbling around looking for movie references. Uh-huh. It was as good as it gets, the Diane Keaton, Jack Nicholson. No, wait.
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give.
We just sat here for about 5 minutes saying, no, it's not as good as it gets.
Was the Jack Nicholson Helen Hunt movie.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, honey.
Diane Keaton has such an amazing body of work. Uh-huh. I've been watching movies all week. And you know what I was thinking, too? She's so great with so many different men in romantic comedies. And yet she did an amazing amount of chick flicks, like about, you know,
Nancy
female
Meyer
friendship
movies.
And the sisterhood. And, you know, First Wives Club and Summer Camp is about that. Oh, it's just, and like Baby Boom is a feminist theme. Like she just, she was for everybody. Just everybody loved her. I was thinking just how she just was so good at everything. As you said yesterday, drama and comedy or whatever.
Reds, but, The Godfather. She was great in both of those.
Yeah, amazing. Oh, all right. I'm having a moment. We, you know what's going to cheer us up?
What?
Fridays with Frangela
with
OMG hero Andrew Young as we roll along on The Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX, keeping the capital caffeinated.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A bill that would increase penalties for sextortion is now headed to the governor's desk. It's all in honor of a Wisconsin teen who died after being targeted. Isabella Nieto reports.
Braden's law stems from the death of a D.C. Everest High School student, Braden Bone, who took his life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. The legislation establishes sexual extortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties, including up to a 60-year sentence if the extortion results in the death of the victim. The bill passage comes less than 6 months after it was introduced to the legislature by a handful of legislators in April. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers told WBAY in Green Bay that the governor intends to sign the legislation. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
Sextortion scammers often target teenage boys, and often they're overseas. According to the Center for Missing and Exploited Children, these crimes are on the rise. They get at least 100 reports of it every day. Here in Wisconsin, the State Department of Justice says they've gotten more than 400 tips about sextortion so far this year. And you can expect downtown Madison to be swamped tomorrow for the latest No Kings protest. There are hundreds of demonstrations planned across the country against the Trump administration. The earlier iteration of this protest in June drew about 15,000 people downtown, according to Madison police. There are dozens of them planned all over Wisconsin, from Anago to Reedsburg to Sheboygan. And the terrace season is coming to an end. Every year, the iconic Sunburst Chairs and Tables host thousands of people at UW-Madison's Memorial Union. The 2,000 colorful chairs will be put away for the season October 27th. We can expect them to be there about 6 months. This year, they came back out in April. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, a bit breezy, and warm for mid-October with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, showers becoming likely, perhaps a rumble of thunder as well. Low temperatures around 60. Still some showers around on Saturday, though mainly in the morning with a high near 72. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The John and Gordy Show.
Charles Atlas.
Wasn't that on the back of the comic books?
Yeah, it was always on the back of the comics, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Atlas, the guy who got sand kicked in his face and he worked out and started beating up all the other strongmen on the beach? And, you know, at the time, there weren't a lot of people that were in that kind of shape. Guys didn't have six packs back then. I think they were proud just to have a kind of a smooth stomach.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of New Wisco Weekend, Lisa Hale, to talk some color television. And it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr comes by with great tunes and fun talks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Stephen Miller, who is pulling the strings for Donald Trump, Illinois is not a place you can conquer, and our people are not your subjects, period.
Oh.
Yeah, go on. Go on, Governor Blackjack.
That is amazing.
That makes him so cool, even cooler. I don't know why they think the fact that he is really good at blackjack, won a ton of money, even though he's already a billionaire,
right?
And you know, claimed it legally, and
he's going to give the money to charity.
I guess
he's already given the money to charity that he won.
You know, it's like when the really rich celebrities out here get those amazing swag bags, like the award show. Like, we need that stuff. People that can't afford that stuff.
Yeah.
Need it.
Oh, and they also get all their meals comped and all their clothing comped, and it's like, come on.
Isn't there something universe about a billionaire winning how much money at blackjack?
Kardashian was just on a podcast, and she said, I just would really love to know how much a carton of milk costs.
Yeah, sure.
I just don't have, I conceptually don't understand that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, imagine.
This is what we're used to in Hollywood. All the people can afford to buy all that in the swag bags.
Right.
Gets it free.
Exactly.
And the rest of us are like, what now? All right. One more. Governor Pritzker.
Stephen Miller is clearly ordering people to break the law. So, he should know that, it may be 3 years from now that he is held accountable, but make sure, I think it's important for them to know that whatever they do now, it's not like we're going to forget, and it's not like we don't have a record of what they're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We will hold them accountable once we get back into power.
I'm telling you, this admiral that just stepped down, probably over what they're doing with extrajudicial killings in international waters, because he's like, there's a Hague.
Yep.
There's going to be accountability at some point. Speaking of which, a federal judge in Illinois has ordered federal officers in the Trump administration sweeping Chicago operations to wear body cameras days after they were ordered to stop firing rubber bullets, tear gas, and other chemical munitions at protesters and journalists. That's the problem for them is we have cameras. People have cell phones. And they keep getting, revealed as liars for saying, what people...
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, going back to, Amy Coney Barrett's argument, who's going to enforce that?
Yeah. Well,
who's going to enforce them wearing body cameras?
This is why them giving him presidential immunity goes against everything this country stands for, which is what tomorrow is about.
Right.
We don't have kings in this country.
Right.
We exist because we said no kings. Pickled eggs. Thank you, Charles in Wisconsin.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Ew.
Pickled eggs used to be on bars back in the day. Hi, Charles.
Back in the Pleistocene.
Yes.
Hello.
In the Paleolithic era when I came up. Hello, go ahead. Yes, Charles.
Yes. I'm not a big bar person, but when I've gone with friends, yes, I've seen the big jars of pickles would be in.
Right.
And they put boiled eggs in there.
Why?
Yeah, they're
just going there and get their hands in there.
Yeah.
I have
disgusting.
No idea.
Yeah.
People
but,
would put their grubby hands in the in the jar? Yeah.
In the bar. In the
Charles,
bar.
You know what?
Yes.
Charles,
oh.
I've never been a bar person ever in my whole life, but I started doing stand-up. So in all the comedy clubs, there was a bar, and they always had the pickled eggs. And it was just in
there.
What? Oh, they make you fart like a...
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
You know
bar?
What, though?
See, Chris, I am... When will you admit that I am always proven right?
Well,
look at me like I'm crazy, and I'm like, I'm telling you, they have eggs on the bar.
They might have in the 70s.
Well, listen, I was not in bars in the 70s.
I've never seen eggs at the bar.
You know what,
in
though? Moe's on The Simpsons. They have a
there
jar of pickled eggs on the bar. Yeah.
Okay.
But also, Moe's is a bit of a throwback kind of bar. It's not like the most current bar.
Right.
I didn't go to bars in the 70s. Ron. Sacramento. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Mama. Thanks for taking my call.
first of all, you were telling people to take American flags tomorrow,
yeah.
And I encourage them to fly their flags upside down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An American flag upside down is a signal of distress.
Right.
And what I wanted to say on Antifa, Mama, President Eisenhower through Bush, Herbert Walker, 34 through 41, they were all Antifa. They all served in World War II, from Eisenhower through George Herbert Walker Bush. And these Republicans know better what they're saying. They know what Antifa is.
Yeah.
Your father was Antifa.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's because of Antifa that we're here today.
Yep. Yep, exactly. By the way, sir.
Regarding the flying the flag upside down.
I thought we were going back to pickle legs.
No. Regarding, yes, it's a symbol
nation
of
in distress. Yes.
Yes, but that is going to be taken by right-wing media as, look, they hate America. I think if you flew the American flag right side up, they can only paint you as patriotic.
All right.
You know, but if you want to fly your flag upside down, go for it.
I generally want Fox News to suck my but okay.
I know. But I see what they do with that sort of thing.
I understand. Hey, today in fascism, thunk. Trump details plan for an Arc de Trump on the National Mall.
Yes. Yeah. On the mall.
An arch to be built near the Lincoln Memorial at the entrance to D.C., the latest instance of Trump's efforts to give the Capitol a makeover. Someone posted, Trump plans to build a triumphal arch on the other side of the river from the Lincoln Memorial to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Not surprising, it will look just like the one that Hitler built. Oh, speaking of which, the little Nazis, they're in pictures with Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
Remember how the young Republican, they said... J.D. Vance and others said that they're just kids whose racist, anti-Semitic views had little influence on the party. Oops. A photo from 2024 shows Trump backstage at a campaign rally with two members of the young whatever. The photo shows Trump giving it that thumbs up. That, you know, so in this case, thumbs up to loving Hitler. Yeah. He's with Peter Junta. Is that the?
Junta.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Uh-huh. Yeah. A regular participant in the group chat who said at one point, I love Hitler. And Anne K. Caddy, is that her? Is that way too many names? Is that all her one name?
Is she Caddy?
Anne K. Caddy.
Caddy?
Yeah.
Caddy.
I guess. A lot of K's.
Oh.
Like just like in Caroline Levin. She chimed in. She wanted to watch people burn. So those are those crazy 40-year-old kids. Yeah. Can I just tell you, most of the kids in this young Republican, they know what pickled eggs are on a bar. That's all I'm telling you. They're not kids.
They're old enough
see
to have seen
that,
pickled
see how
eggs.
I brought that back full circle?
Yeah. They're old enough to have seen pickled eggs on a bar in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That's my point. I didn't go to bars in the 70s. Hi, Kathy in Jersey. What?
Were you 18 the first time you did stand up in a bar?
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm doing some math in my head. I was born in 1981, as you know. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. I'm
okay. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, I don't know what station, my brother just told me as I was leaving the house, that Obama just endorsed Mogami in New York City for mayor.
Hooray.
And I hope a bunch of Democrats and progressives, people that we voted for, I hope they stand behind him. This guy is really, really great.
Yeah, he's every clip I
and
see.
And also, Stephanie,
he's the real deal. I saw him on Fox this week and at the debate, and I think he's
Also, Stephanie, I went to bars in the 70s and the 80s.
Uh-huh.
They had pickled eggs, and they also had pickled pixie.
Oh, even more disgusting.
That was more in the South.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, that was in the South.
Kathy, do you think like a bartenders association?
That's all I wanted to.
All right, thank you. There was a bartenders association that went, hey, can we think of anything more disgusting than pickled eggs? I've got it. Pickled pig's feet. You know what? It's stuff you would only eat when you're drunk. I think it makes a certain amount of sense.
Well, you know what makes even more sense?
Yeah.
Is that the brine that they use for pickling makes you thirsty. So you drink more.
Oh. Oh, see? Follow the money. Always
exactly.
Follow the trail of pickled
yes.
eggs
it sounds
and money.
Like you're just trying to make people throw up. I don't know.
You know, it's like you eat stuff on a plane you would never eat anywhere else because you think somehow you're going to starve to death in the, you know, 3 hours that you're here. Like, oh, my God.
I only drink apple juice on a plane. That's the only thing I drink on a plane. That's the only time I drink apple juice.
I only drink Bloody Mary mix on a plane. I don't know why.
Okay.
It tastes like, better. It
yes.
tastes better on a plane.
Yeah. Because yeah. I feel like I'm getting some sort of substance, tomato, something. I don't know. All right. I don't know what's... Okay. House Speaker Mike Johnson made the blunt admission yesterday. He has no idea how to end the government shutdown. Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, good. Great. Wonderful.
He railed against Democrats engaging in political theater while real people suffer. He said, so many of you asked us, how will it end? We have no idea. What do you use the shrug emoji, Bella?
Is that, I do. I do
that's
use it.
That's Mike Johnson. Just, yeah. I don't know. You know. Who's in charge?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, it's up to the Democrats. blah, blah, blah. I don't need to read the rest of it. He said, I don't like being mad, Mike. I want to be happy, Mike.
What?
What? I want to be the happy warrior, but I am so upset about this. God bless America. What? He is so useless. Seriously. I don't want to be mad, Mike. I okay. All right. Oh, by the way, in a totally unrelated story about the Epstein files.
Okay.
God, the more details that come out, you just know how gross all this is. So the late Jeffrey Epstein victim, Virginia Giuffre, am I saying that right? She revealed shocking details of her alleged abuse by Prince Andrew in her posthumous memoir. She died by suicide, I guess, at the age of 41. According to her, Maxwell first approached her when she was 16 and working at Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Oh, my God. Connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
And was asked to interview to be a traveling masseuse for Epstein when she was brought to the billionaire's house in 2000. She wrote that he was completely naked. Giuffre said he and Maxwell forced her to perform sexual favors for them and high-profile associates. In her book, Giuffre describes multiple alleged encounters with Prince Andrew. They were photographed together in London in 2001. She was told by Maxwell to have sex with Andrew. She noted that he allegedly commented that she was around the age of his daughters when they met. Oh, yeah, gross. By the way, if you heard she's getting even more special treatment at this prison she's at? They locked down the whole prison for some high-profile visitor. I wonder what that was about. But, you know that they're just getting ready to pardon her, and it's just, it's so disgusting, the whole thing. Ay, ay, ay. All right. We are mere minutes from Fridays with Frangela.
It's about time.
With special living legend, former congressman, civil rights leader, former mayor of Atlanta, Andrew Young. It's the MSNBC documentary that is Rachel Maddow is producing is called Andrew Young, The Dirty Work. I cannot wait to see it. I've seen some clips. But 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Yikes. That's what you say when you get a foreclosure, right? Or a collection notice. You're like, what the?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, stealing your home title, it's a thing. Scammers are stealing titles. Your equity's the target. They can forge your signature on just one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Donde los yikes, Chris. Yeah.
It's like, putting a portable hole underneath your house.
Yes.
Gone.
Thank you.
Gone.
And then it's right, or they're blowing up your title with exploding birdseed. I mean, come on. Do something about it right now. If you've
it's
never
like
checked.
Putting rocket skates on your title, it goes.
Yeah.
Shoom.
And then where is it? Gone.
Yep.
You can't find it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Go now to hometitlelock.com/Stephanie. You can get a free title history report right now and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's hometitlelock.com/Stephanie.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Everybody, it's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zipa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? If we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway, basically, right?
Opens up your airway, keeps the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zepa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends, or they're fighting for their lives with it? They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there behind it and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Stephanie Miller.
This portion of, this portion of, it's brought to you by me. Hi, more me, and now more me. let's do a fight, big bag of rats, because that always makes me happy.
All right.
If you're keeping, if you're keeping track, Marjorie Taylor Greene is no longer following cat turd amid MAGA civil war.
Yes. Fight, big bag of rats. Did they give a reason? They are just...
You know what? I threw it away before it because I don't really
care.
Because
you don't care?
I don't.
You know what? I don't care
horrible,
either, quite
fight,
honestly.
Fight. You're all equally awful something. I don't know. Who knows? Okay. And part two. GOP anger at Ice Barbie at a boiling point.
Oh, no.
I feel like secretly all of these Republicans know how disastrous all of these cabinet picks are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you see Bobby Kennedy yesterday? it's not egg. Boys aren't making enough sperm. Oh, God, yeah, it was so creepy.
Ugh. Why is he so concerned about boy sperm?
We need to... you need to get on those girls and ride. I'm just paraphrasing what he said.
Constantly have boy sperm on the brain?
I don't... Ugh, he's gross and weird. Members of Congress are growing incensed with Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, claiming necessary government contracts are being slow-walked and their offices become difficult to communicate with. This is why the flood victims didn't get help in time, because she had to okay everything, and they... God, control freak. One GOP member said, you would think a former member of Congress would have more respect for the institution she used to serve in. She's causing a lot of problems.
Okay.
Fight. Big bag of rice. You all deserve each other. Best of luck to you. Okay. It's big. Oh, good. The Chris is right person is gone. Okay.
Hey! You hung up on them!
I did not. See, people don't have a lot of confidence when they say you're right. They just, they're like, no, Emma. Okay, Chris in Geneva, Illinois. Hi, Chris. Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Excellent. By the way, love your show. Listen forever.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I would say that it's okay to hang flags upside down. Justice Alito, I believe, his wife put the flag upside down. We have to take the gloves off. We have to stop, you know, wussy putting around here and start doing what Trump MAGA people do. We have to shout at the, you know, cliffs. We have to go after them. I watched a CNN special cover the former Marine that's running against Susan Collins for Senate yesterday.
Yes, Oyster Guy.
Talking about his horrible social media posts by calling cops bastards because they brutalized an African American.
Right.
What about Trump sending thousands of people against the Capitol Police? You know, the times that we sit there and walk on eggshells are over. I don't condone violence. I've served in two military branches, but we have supreme.
How is hang? Can I ask you a question, Chris?
First of all, can you please buy a Chris is wrong? We need to write a wrong. You need to buy a Chris is wrong T-shirt to balance things out. I agree. I don't really think I give up what they think or what they're going to use it for. I think people know what an upside down flag means, Chris. I think they do. It's weird. That's what this rally's about, right, Chris?
People aren't stupid. Of course people know what an upside down flag means.
Who cares what Fox News says? No matter what happens, Fox is going to spin it, right? No matter what happens.
What they can't spin is people patriotically holding up a flag saying, this is my country.
Okay, but my country's in distress, right, Chris? The other Chris in Geneva.
They're going to...
Yes.
Fine, go ahead and do it and watch what happens.
Chris, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I mean, no matter what we do, Trump's still going to do whatever he wants. I guarantee you, while he's sitting in Mar-a-Lago tomorrow, he's going to do the Insurrection Act. He is, because he just wants to. Him and Stephen Miller with their little Nazi suits on, goose-stepping all over Mar-a-Lago, they have this plan. That's why he's going there tomorrow. He's getting out of D.C. so he doesn't have to face the rally.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be sitting there, you know, rallying in front of Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, probably they will. You can't escape the rallies. If you looked at the map, they are everywhere.
Absolutely.
Man. We have the most in California, by the way.
It's just more subversive to be patriotic than it is to be not patriotic.
Gene on the south side of Chicago has already bought a Chris is Wrong T-shirt. Go ahead, Chris. Or Gene, sorry. Hi, Gene.
The last caller articulated what I was going to say about flying the flag upside down and Justice Alito. But I do have one other thing.
Yeah.
Anytime you go into an old school bar, there's a jar of pickled eggs beet juice.
Ooh, I know.
You gotta go.
I know.
Thanks.
Yeah. I have never seen that in my life.
And you go to old school bars?
I've been to so many dive bars and so many, like bars in my lifetime.
That
has not been long.
That did not come up in our interview. Okay.
No.
You spent most of your youth bar hopping. But, what was I going to say? Oh, you know what I find? This is our main useless trivia is that Stephanie Miller Show's main function.
Right.
Because I think we're so desperate to distract ourselves in this country from Trump and the latest horrors. And because you notice we talk about, we're having like a civil rights icon on in a few minutes, but people just fixate on the one like, whether Brandy was a whore or whatever, or pickled eggs.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we might have a large percentage of drunks in the, you know, who spend a lot of time talking about barmaids and pickled eggs, but also
I think that's the main reason right there.
I'm just saying people tend to glom onto the minutia of the show, and those like most serious debates that go on for weeks are about
yes,
you know.
Have you ever had a pickled egg?
No. Oh God. Nope.
Yeah, I mean, they could be good.
No,
I don't know.
No, there's no world in which those are good. I'm sorry. I've never had one, and I don't plan on it.
Oh, good. Here's a sliver of light. A Fox reporter expresses concern over scary poll for Trump and Republicans. Mm-hmm. Charles Gasparino of Fox Business sounded the alarm on a scary poll showing voters in all major swing states mostly disapprove of Trump for the first time since his return to office. Yeah, it almost makes you question those swing state results.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of voting, Fridays with Frangela and civil rights icon Andrew Young joins us next.
Smart Talk, strong coffee, WMDX Madison.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Brewers game from last night, as well as the weekend ahead with Peter Rapine. A week in review, a humorous edition from E-Bomb's World. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky heads to the White House today. He has been requesting Tomahawk missiles from President Trump, but ABC's Mary Bruce says his request may have been thwarted yesterday when Russia's Vladimir Putin spoke by phone with the president.
Trump has suggested he's open to it, but he also says he discussed it on the phone with Putin yesterday, who, not surprisingly, doesn't like that idea. All of this is raising questions about whether Putin's decision to commit to another meeting now is simply a tactic to buy more time or a good faith effort to finally reach peace.
The U.S. and Russia will have high-level talks next week. So-called No Kings protests planned tomorrow in all 50 states opposing Trump administration policies. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's deploying the National Guard to Austin in response. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's in court in Maryland a day after his federal indictment on 18 criminal charges related to allegedly mishandling classified information. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin.